Welcome to the Ugly Truths version of reality TV recaps, apparently. Okay. I'm Jamie, you're Stephanie. I don't know how to even intro something like that, but...
Are all our show reviews always a reality show?
No,
I guess they are, though.
When we decide on a reality show, we do an episode every couple of weeks to recap what we've
seen. Well, we only have done reality shows. We've done Alone.
Yes.
We've done Top Chef. We've done Bachelor. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have a reality show side show.
I guess so.
The sideshow. Ooh. The sideshow. Reality. Okay.
We'll
anyway.
Just call it the Ugly Truth Sideshow.
Okay. All right. So you and I watched the season 21 of The Bachelor.
Yes.
With it's Joey. It's over. No shocking revelations.
No, we all know.
No insane things. He chose Kelsey, of course, which we all expected. Thrilled.
Kelsey A
instead of Kelsey T.
Right.
Everybody is over the moon, happy for them, hoping that they make it.
I don't think they will.
I don't either.
That's so funny that you said that.
I just don't think Joey's into it. I really don't.
I don't know. I don't think she's that into it.
He kind of reminds me of Eeyore. I don't know what he's always got this... like reserved, like quietness about him. And I'm like, why did you even agree to do this?
Well, I mean, why not? He did it the first time for Bachelorette, right?
But he was so like, I think humiliated the first time round because he came in second place.
See, I didn't watch. Yeah.
I didn't watch it either, but based on everything, they've made it very clear. And they showed much footage of him being dumped. He was second runner up and he was just devastated, all the things.
Yeah.
And so the fact that he jumped right in again, and he was so like, I don't want to, you know, he was stressed all the time. And there's been some really interesting theories about the top three that I kind of agree with, actually.
They've both come out, and we were talking about this before we started recording, about all the people that have been on the show now, because they can talk.
Yes.
So on their Instagrams and their TikToks and all that, they've been talking. And they pretty much said, Joey and Kelsey, that after their date in Spain, that they knew it was going to be her.
Yes.
And so everything after that
was pretty clear.
Yeah. And I, you know, they didn't say it because I don't think they can, but I think they probably told each other, like, it's going to be you.
I mean, there's no promises, but yes.
Something like that, because he even said that the hardest part was her watching the playback.
Right.
Because she was like, at what point, you know, we had already decided, maybe they did it or something, who knows?
Maybe.
And then she's full blown making out with those girls after we had already whatever.
Well, Maria specifically, they had quite a connection physically.
They did.
Physical connection.
He was sticking his tongue down all their throats.
Absolutely.
So, up until the bitter end.
But, you know, if he did somehow indicate, I had said something in a comment section. First of all, the discussion was, if he truly liked Kelsey and he was always going to choose Kelsey, he chose women that were non-threatening to him, that they were going to be, they're nice, he likes them, they're friendly, all that stuff, so that there would be no hard feelings. Like, he wouldn't have a hard time choosing Kelsey.
Which is why he ditched Maria.
That's what I said.
Yeah,
I said
that was going to be drama.
If he had taken Maria to the final fantasy suites or the fantasy whatever, he would absolutely would have scratched that itch, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, she's pretty aggressive. She would have been like, we're doing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And seduced him.
It would have completely jeopardized his thoughts on Kelsey. I think. Of course, I'm like, she's not a temptress. You don't know that he loves her. You know, I'm like, fine. I go, but Maria's freaking hot. And it was obvious that he had a physical attraction
to her.
And
here's the thing.
He acted like he literally would have done it to her if he could have.
Oh, for sure.
And with her, I should say.
Now that they're on the media train and they're doing all of these media tour, it's very obvious to me that they just don't know each other.
They don't.
And that's the reality. People are thinking like, he was really in love with her. I'm like, no. He doesn't even know her.
It was weeks.
Yes.
Weeks.
And he chose her.
So with that, on that note, I heard they're going to stay in New Orleans for a little bit. And then they're moving to New York.
Right.
I don't know what's in New York, but apparently everybody moves to New York.
Probably some opportunity that comes along after you do the show.
And then apparently they're in couples counseling.
I saw that.
And they have they've decided on a 3-year engagement.
Yeah.
Which I think is ridiculously long, personally.
Well, it's not long when you don't know the person.
Yeah, but in that aspect, that means that anything could happen.
Well, that's basically they're saying, like, we're not stupid. We're not getting married tomorrow. If we're still together in 3 years, fine. Then yeah.
Right.
But absolutely. I mean, and that way nobody's like waiting for the Joey Kelsey TV wedding. It's not happening.
But a lot of people are like, they're like Trista and Ryan.
No.
And I'm like, I don't think so.
They are.
They're not really young, but 28 and 25, I think is the ages.
Yeah.
Which is actually really great if you find a serious person. Yeah. You can definitely make that happen forever.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Nothing wrong with them from them enjoying the time that they had on the show. And like they definitely like each other for sure. I'm sure they probably do love each other to a point.
I mean, they were clearly a couple in the fantasy suites.
Definitely.
I mean, it was obvious. I'm
that
like,
was really cute.
I really hope that this was the last one.
I don't think he did it with the other two.
I don't either.
I really don't.
I really don't either.
I think that's when Daisy probably knew.
Yes.
Because she's like, he won't even sleep with me. Yeah. Like, what the hell? What guy would not?
Exactly. You know? And she's a beauty.
Yeah.
So the other big news, first, they still haven't announced the Golden Bachelorette.
No, but they did announce the Bachelorette.
Now, they did, and there was a little tea behind all of that.
Oh, really? Because I was like, ugh.
First of all, you and I said that Jen would be a good Bachelorette.
Yeah, I did. She's beautiful.
But here's a couple of things, more than a couple of things. One, they offered it to Daisy immediately. She turned it down. Rumor is she's back with her ex.
Oh.
Two, they offered it to Maria. Maria said, hell no.
She didn't want to go through that.
No, she's got way more opportunities beyond Bachelor.
Oh.
And so they offered it to Jen. Now, the thought is that Daisy literally turned it down like during filming, because if you notice the set, when Kelsey and Joey are out, there's roses everywhere. It's, you know, the set is roses. And then Daisy comes out and everything is Daisy's. All the flowers everywhere were Daisy's. So they thought, and GMC, Good Morning America, they actually, there was an announcement and they showed her as the Bachelorette. Somebody got that press and it never aired. So something happened and she backed out at the very last minute. Maria said no, Jen was next. And so they chose Jen. I think Jen's going to be great. The problem was we don't know her.
No.
They spent so much time on Daisy and Maria that we have no clue who she is.
Well, they tried to make a little drama from her, but it didn't, it wasn't really anything. But
I hope it works out. Now, I did see some of the men that are slated to be on The Bachelorette with her. Horrible.
Oh, just. Well, I mean, they'll whittle through the masses.
There's one guy that looks like he's made of clay. I don't even know how he got on there. I'm like,
I'm actually more excited about watching that than I am The Bachelor.
It's like Mr. Thing or something.
Yeah, watching girls pine over a solitary dude was hard for me.
Oh, just tell me about it.
I can't do it. You know, I struggled with that. But I think it'll be easier to watch a bunch of dudes go after a girl.
Those tend to be the better shows anyway, because the women, you know.
Well, and let's be fair. Men don't ever pine over a solitary woman. They would never do this in real life.
No.
Are you kidding me? That's far too much energy that they have to give.
Yeah, so I'm excited to see a bunch of the men who
I would really really ready for them to announce the Golden Bachelorette.
I just wonder if there's been some issue.
I don't know.
Because they've been recruiting men.
Yes, I saw.
But no women. Anyway, all right. Well, best of wishes to everyone involved. We hope there's a wedding in the very far future.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen? Best of luck to Jen. I'm sure we'll talk about it. But anyway, and moving on now, our favorite, Top Chef, has come back.
Schwing.
Yes, schwing. Padma is no longer the host. It is now 21. Kristen Kirsch.
Kirsch. No, there's no R.
God, why do I see?
I don't know. I do it too.
Kristen Kish is the new host.
Yeah.
There's been two episodes.
Yep.
I find her exactly the way I always have found her.
Yeah.
I don't think she's dynamic. I think she's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
She's much happier when she's surrounded by others, I notice. True. Like when she's on the judges table and stuff, she brightens up.
Yeah.
But when she's got to stand there and do it on her own, ain't good.
It's a confidence thing.
It's always been. And they've always said that to her.
Exactly. Yes. And she is, you know, here's the thing. I'm struggling with her because we know her because she's a chef, right?
Right.
And now she's so not chefy.
Right.
Like she's, I don't know. I mean, she's just become very TV polished.
Yes.
I agree with you.
She clearly has been schooled.
She lacks the confidence for sure to be that solitary host, but she's been on TV long enough now.
A long time.
Yeah. She's had her own show and
multiple.
She's been doing it. She does a lot of stuff for Top Chef in past seasons.
Yes.
So, I mean, she's no stranger to the show and the set, but I don't know. I'm struggling with her. I don't hate her. I thought I would really hate it. I was like, I hope it doesn't ruin the show for me. And it hasn't.
No. I wrote some notes just so I wouldn't forget to tell you. I watched the first episode. I noticed that the very first episode, there seemed to be quite a few edits. It seemed very choppy when she was talking initially. Yeah. Tom stepped in. It just seemed a little like she was really, really nervous, maybe.
Yeah.
It seemed like there was a lot of banter going on that they cut from the chefs. They already started editing that poor guy that got cut immediately, David.
He's from San Francisco.
Yeah, he seemed to be a little too mouthy for Tom's taste. So, but I did notice that initially. I'm like, okay, well, you know what? I mean, she should have gotten the bugs out before they started filming, but okay, whatever, right?
Well, I mean, it's one thing to be the idea of it. Yes. It's quite another when you actually start doing it.
I definitely think we're seeing Tom and Gail a little bit more, you know, and I'm willing to give it. All I will say is that the host tends to be the person that creates the vibe for the episode. And it's just dull.
And she's so fucking thin.
She is a skinny girl.
She's always
she looks thinner, doesn't she?
But you can tell that she's like, I have to be really thin. She's talked about in the past body image issues and just image issues in general. So I'm sure that this is semi-triggering, you know, knowing that you're going to be the focus of everybody's eyes on this huge show, this Emmy-nominated show.
Yes. And I'm not looking for the Padma sexual smoldering.
Oh, I'm not either.
I was just hoping that she would feel like, oh, this is where I belong. This is I'm comfortable. And she's still just not quite comfortable in the front.
Which is one of the reasons why I
judge's table, she's great.
She is, but that's because like you said, she's a team, right? It's not all about, it doesn't have to be about her. She doesn't have to pull it. But I think one of the things that I loved so much about Padma, and I have to say this, even though the woman is drop dead gorgeous, she's got that maturity to her because she's 50.
Yes.
You know, she's not 25 or 30. I don't know how old Christian
is. She's 40.
Okay. So
that's still young.
I mean, it's still young.
She's been on shows for a decade.
Yeah.
Because they're in love with her.
They are.
And I can see why. She's a stunning woman.
She's beautiful. She's bright. Asian. She's smart.
Yeah. She fits the bill on so many levels. Mm-hmm. It's just that you can't force someone to be something they're not.
Agreed.
And she's just a little more quiet and that's okay. But I just don't, I'm like, can we please stop making her do things? She's great on a team. She's great. Make her a judge and make somebody else, you know, say goodbye to Tom and bring someone else. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyway, so the two people that got cut, no big deal.
No, we don't care. No. I do love the thing they're doing in Last Chance Kitchen. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you watched that. But
I did.
So they brought somebody who didn't make the show.
Yes.
And they're making him compete. And he won.
Yes,
so
he did.
So he beat the guy that got chopped.
And
chopped.
Because the first guy, David, who just did horribly in the first challenge, so this is a little drama. He says that he was not asked to participate in Last Chance Kitchen. And Tom said he chose not to participate.
Oh.
Now, apparently in the first version of when he was sent home, he refused to shake Tom's hand.
Oh.
And Tom said, you don't want to do that. And so because he was being rude. The guy was being rude. Now, this is like the third or fourth dig on Tom that this guy did. And I'm like, does he have a personal beef with Tom that we don't know about? So Tom said he dropped out. And David, the chef, said that he was asked not to participate in Last Chance Kitchen, which is why they brought in this other guy.
It
was like an alternate.
Interesting.
But the guy that's the alternate absolutely should.
He's great.
He should have been on the show. He's so much better.
You know, who knows? You know, the way the production chooses the cast members is
exactly.
You know what I mean?
This guy's a professional golfer. He was a pro golfer. He's super competitive.
He's great. Yeah,
I really
like
hope
him.
He makes it. I would love to see him go all the way.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Well, it's only four rounds, so he could make it.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting too, that it's only going to be four rounds and then it's over.
It's
not going to be the whole season like it usually is.
It's a very mini.
They've changed a few things about it. So now you don't get immunity in quick fire challenges.
That's right.
Which I think that's great.
I like it. They win money.
Me too.
It's wonderful.
But they do get it if they win an elimination challenge.
Which
right?
I think is cool.
Much better.
Yes. Much better.
Yeah. Because really a lot of those people ended up in the past seasons have stayed when they should have gone because they had immunity.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, ugh, you know, and it just drags out. Yes. So
do you have any favorites yet?
There's still quite a few. Not really. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of them still, right? And I haven't, you know, it's two episodes.
I know.
So it's really hard to say, but But, you know, I'm always excited. Top Chef is literally my favorite show.
I love it.
I love it a lot.
I
love it.
I do. The one thing I always fast forward through for the most part, I fast forward through when they go shopping. I can't with it.
Yeah, that gets boring.
Right.
And
anyway.
And that part never changes. Like, somebody always forgets their card or puts shit in somebody else's. I'm like, all right, move on.
Manny is someone that's standing out right now, and I really like him. I also like the Pitmaster girl. I think her name is Tiffany or something. Oh,
yeah, I know who you're talking about.
I like her, too. Those are the two I like. We'll see if they go far. We'll see.
Yeah, anyway. I'm excited.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to our reality show recap. What did we call it? The Ugly Truth.
Sideshow.
Sideshow. We'll be back in a couple of weeks to recap Top Chef again. Bye.